Our reading of the book of Romans brings us today to chapter 7. We'll begin at verse 13 and go to the end of the chapter, verse 25. You'll find it on page 1200 in the Pew Bible. Now, Paul is making the point in this passage that while the law is good and holy, it does not convey in itself the power to keep it. And he's going to make the point in verse 13 that we refer to as the first use of the law. The first thing the law does for sinners is show us what we are not. We are not holy. We are not good. It convicts us. It even, he says, stimulates our negative response to it. And the whole point is that God, through his law, the first thing he wants to do, this is why we read the law in our worship services prior to the confession of sin, the first thing he wants you to do is to say, I really need a Savior. I need God to cleanse me because I am not keeping this. I'm not even able to do so. Now, that's where the rest of the chapter goes, and there's a dispute, a fairly vigorous dispute within Reformed theology. On the one hand, there are those who say what Paul says about himself, he's going to use very striking language about what he's not able to do. That cannot be a Christian describing himself. Paul must be speaking prior to his conversion about what it was like before he was born again and before he was a Christian. Look at verse 18. For instance, he says, I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is in my flesh, for I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out. And so some people say, well, how can that be true of a Christian, that he or she is not able, does not have the ability to keep it? And so they argue that this is Paul before his Christianity, before his conversion. Now, the other side has argued that no, this cannot possibly be Paul talking about himself before his conversion, because look, for instance, at verse 22, he says, for I delight in the law of God in my inner being. Now, what unbeliever says that? Just go out and poll your unbelieving, ungodly friends and ask them, do you delight in the law of God in your inner being? The universal answer will be no, they hate the law of God. So which one is right? Well, the answer is that this is Paul describing the Christian experience. And it is a little shocking when he says, I am not able to do it. But notice in verse 18, he says, in my flesh. And so Paul has a flesh-spirit dichotomy. Chapter 8 is going to show that he can do it in the spirit. The Christian in and of himself and of herself is not able to live the life they want to, is not able to live up to our creed. We are hypocrites. Well, not really, because we admit we can't do it. And there's this war going on. You experience this. And how helpful it is to see that the war that you're experiencing is the description of the apostle of his life. My mind wants to do this, but my body wants to do something else. And I have a never-ending struggle, and I'm not doing that well in my flesh. He's brought to the point of despair. Wretched man that I am, verse 24, who will deliver me from this body of death? What hope is there for me? Verse 25, thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. We do need to be brought to the place where we say, no, I am not of myself able to live the Christian life, but that is not the end of the story. Chapter 8 follows with good news, with the Spirit of God in us will work in us that we will be able to persevere. We will indeed have many victories in the Christian life by the Spirit. Well, with this in mind, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, beginning at verse 13 of Romans 7. Did that which is good then bring death to me? By no means. It was sin producing death in me through what is good, in order that sin might be shown to be sin, and through the commandment might become sinful beyond measure. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am of the flesh, sold under sin. For I do not understand my own actions, for I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate. Now if I do what I do not want, I agree with the law that it is good. So now it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me. For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is in my flesh. For I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I keep on doing. Now if I do what I do not want, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me. So I find it to be a law that when I want to do right, evil lies close at hand. For I delight in the law of God in my inner being, but I see in my members another law, waging war against the law of my mind and making me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members. Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then I myself serve the law of God with my mind, but with my flesh I serve the law of sin. The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever and ever. Amen.